Okay, we continue the Rambam Hilchos Meiser, Perek Vav Halacha Dalet, Chapter 6, Law 4. The first couple of halachas are really hard, but we turn the corner. We turn the corner at the end of Vav, and it gets easier. So it will we'll persevere. Okay, we're talking about Tevel. Now, there's different types of Tevel. There's Tevel where you haven't separated any Truma or any Meiser. There's another type of Tevel that we're going to talk about in Halacha Dalet and Hay. Or part of Hay, at least, or all of Hay, Dalet and all of Hay. We're talking about Meiser Tevel, which means you separated Truma, you gave Meiser. The Levi has Meiser, but he has not given the Truma's Meiser yet. He hasn't given his gift to the Kohen. So that term is called Maser Tovul. It's the Meiser that the Levi has. But he hasn't separated Truma, so it's called Maiser Tevel, which you're not allowed to do anything with it until the Levi separates.
The Levi can't do anything with it.
He can't. He can't eat it. It's like Tevel for a Jew almost.
Right, exactly.
So it's from his perspective, nobody can do anything with it. All right, so there's a lot of things that are not good to do with this. So let's see what happens over here, and specifically what the issue is. Litra. Litra is a measure, an amount, a volume. What is he calling this? A liter? I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, of Maser Tovul. Okay, that's Maser Rishon, that he didn't take Trumas off Maser from, which is prohibited for anyone to eat. Okay, you can't really do anything with it till you separate it. All right, and it's for sure like something that's already Nigmar Malacha, everything. It's you just can't eat it. Now, what did the guy do? Well, he went something he wasn't supposed to do. Shizra, now he plants it into the ground. Okay, now we're getting into problems of what? We had this before with Shuma. Veishbicha, and now what happens is this liter of that he planted, it did well. It expanded. It became better. And looks what it turned into. Varehu eser litrin. It's now turned into 10 liters. Okay, so we're going to see in a minute, but it appears that the original liter of whatever you put into the ground has decomposed. So what was the magic trick? You put 1 liter in the ground, and next season, boom, there's 10 liters are out there.
And your liter's
now,
not even there.
Now, we have to think, how are we going to... And the original liter that was usser, because you can't benefit from it, right? You had to miser it. You didn't miser it, so it's tevel. So from the trevel has grown 10 times that amount. So in theory, you'd think, well, so now what do you have exactly? He says like this. So number one, so they got 10 liters are now coming out. So those 10 liters, chayeves b'meiser. That entire thing, even including that first, the original one,
right,
as it were, right? Now, and that whole thing is chayev in meiser. But
so wait, is it 10 or 11 now? It's
high. I think it's 10 now. It's 10. It's
one. One's converted into 10.
One. It's decomposed. It's decomposed.
Okay,
it's turned into 10. So now you've got a chayav of meiser on the 10 that you presently have. That entire mixture, including that first one that's been subsumed within the rest.
Right.
All right? Now, the issue is, okay, so you chayav of meiser. But wait a minute. But what about the original litra that you cheaped out on the Kohen? That he didn't get anything.
That's
now,
cool.
It's not around, but we'll call the debt, as it were, is still there. Mm-hmm. So therefore, for osa litra, and that original litra that you planted when it was tevel of meiser tevel, me'aser aleha. You have to separate trumas meiser from that, because minat Torah, the growing that the fact that it grew, planted grew, so still it may nullify the item, but it doesn't take away the chiyuv that you had before you planted it. There was an owing to the coin that existed, and you have to pay back from that. So it comes out, it kind of doubles in a certain way. That original one, in a certain way, doubles almost. The original one, you're supposed to give Truma Smicer from that.
So 1/10.
1/10 of that liter, if you would have done that would have finished the whole business.
Right,
then whatever you do afterwards, you do what you do afterwards. But he took that original one, and that original one now has turned into 10.
It's more tenfold, and not double, isn't it?
Right. Well, so now that new 10, you got to deal with that as Tevel and everything, and give all the Trumas and Meisters
and
all
the
normal. And
that
kind of doubles, so to speak, or your back taxes, however you want to look at it. So the original leader that's vanished, there's Lachiev to give Meiser on that 10. So you're going to have to get from other crops, can't be from these crops. You have from other crops, you give a 10th to pay that back. Mimakom acher. Yeah, he says that from another place. All right? And it would have to, wait a minute, it would have to be from the previous year. In other words, you it was Tav Shinai and Vav. Tav Shinai and Vav, you got this leader. And when you're planting it, it's going to grow into Tav Shinai and Zion. So in Tav Shinai and Zion, there's a brand new Chiyuv on this new 10 liters to separate Meiser. But wait a minute, you cheaped out on the Tav Shinai and Vav. So now you've got to still fix up that original leader, Tav Shinai and Vav, but we have a rule, you could only give Meiser from the same year, so you're going to have to find stuff from the old year that has not yet been eaten, which could be a problem if he... What?
It's a year later, where are you going to find it?
Well, you know, there's old crops.
If you can't?
You got a problem.
But in the
no
end,
you can't give from this year
you can't make up for it.
Lost.
You can't make up for it.
But in the end, isn't he doing better because he did the wrong thing? Like, isn't he, in the bottom line?
He's not doing better.
He used the stuff he shouldn't be using to make extra crops. No, didn't he?
Oh, sorry. Listen, he ended up paying that 10th, mm-hmm. right? So that 10th he lost out no matter what.
We kind of borrowed the 10th.
He has that first 10th.
Now he has to pay a 10th, an extra above. That's making up for the old 10th. Let's say he would have given a 10th correctly. Okay. Then what would he do? Now he has 9/10 left. Now he plants 9/10, and from 9/10, whatever grows, he gives 1/10 from that. So,
if I owe money to the bank and I decide I'm not going to pay it back and I'm going to use it invested in something else, and then I make a profit.
We don't charge interest.
And then I'm going to pay it back. I've
used their money.
I've used their money to
only 1/10 of it.
They use yours.
But I've used that.
Only 1/10 of it. I didn't use all of it. I only used 1/10 of it.
It seems like you're not being penalized. You're just. Same thing as you had the year before. Like, there's no penalty.
So what else is there to do? The guy, once that thing has decomposed, it's out of the game.
But I think what
it's Mark's no
saying,
longer it's no longer that that
Mark's
same thing.
Mark's saying there should be a knas.
That whole thing.
That's what
should
he
go.
Wants a knas.
Well, not to get later. Later, halachas, we'll get some knasim over here. But this one, no knas over
knas
here.
In his eyes. I can see
okay.
It's
okay.
Not there.
So that's what you have to do. Lefia cheshbon, according to the calculation. So you figure you have. So the guy's got to pay a 10th of the litra.
Okay.
He's got
to
pay
that.
You
have to do it anyways. You have to pay it anyways.
And then, okay, so I hear what you're saying, because now the guy planted a full litre.
Yeah, he's got all the nine.
So if he would have planted, given that one, he would have gotten 9.
Right.
But then on the other hand, wait a minute. But the Kohen benefits more, the Levites, because they have more.
Okay, other people
they're getting it. They're getting it later. They're getting it later, you see. Not only does he benefit, but the Kohen Levi benefits. If he only would have planted the 9/10, right, then he would have got 9 liters.
It's almost like deferring the
taxes. He would have got 9 liters, right? He would have got 9 liters.
Right.
What would the Kohen get? The Levi would get 1/10 of 9.
Yeah.
Point nine. Now the Levi's getting
one. Yes.
So the Levi's getting more also.
So, he never got last year.
No, we have to give him.
He was the Levi.
Let's get it straight. It's Trumas Meiser. The only guy was the. Let's get it straight. The Levi has to give the coin. That's all that was missing here. So he had 1 litra. He was supposed to give last year in Tav Shinai and Vav 1/10 of a litra to the coin. Okay, now what did he do? Now he grows 1 full liter and gets 10 instead of 9. Okay, now that he has 10, he will be giving a 11% more gifts to the Kohen and the Levi for this year than had he not done it. So they're gaining out of the deal, and that 1/10 that he owed the Kohen, he has to pay him anyway. So everybody gains on the deal.
Except that the likelihood is not going to have it a year later from last year.
They have. Then maybe there'd be some compensation.
You look at the Shemitah, we still had the
The dates last for a while, for
a year and a half. We had the dates that came into Sobeys just 2 months ago. We're still Shemitah almost 2 years later.
Okay, anyway, that's the law. I told you it wasn't easy. Okay? Let's move on.
I understand it, we just don't like it.
Yeah, okay, fine. Okay.
Art doesn't like it at all.
Let's try to use a better word. Not so we don't like it. We don't
understand it.
We don't understand. That's better. Litra bitsalim, a litra of onions, shetiknon, that you've separated trumas and maestris. Okay? You've done everything proper with it, you know? And now you're sticking them into the ground. Well, Eina Ma'aser, Lefi Cheshbin HaTosefes, you don't have to give Ma'aser based on, the extra. You don't have to give back Ma'aser, Ela Ma'aser V'Kuli. You give the whole thing. So I'm not sure exactly what the Chiddush is over here.
He's saying you do have to tie them. Seems like you shouldn't because you already
He tithes the whole thing.
He gave it.
In other words, you planted it. You
did what he was supposed to do.
He did nothing wrong. He did all the tithing.
And now he takes
the onions and he plants them in the ground. He plants them in the ground. So he doesn't have to. Now, what's he mean? Eino ma'aser lefi cheshbon
hatosefes. When you should not separate the tithe according to the reckoning of the increase, but according to the entire sum of the crop.
Oh, it says
so. In other words, not based on 9/10, or the extra growth, but the whole thing.
But that's not what you're supposed to do, anyway.
But it says. Well, you might have thought like this. You might have thought, well, the part I put into the ground, I already misered.
Right.
I already misered it.
But he says
the part I put in the ground, I already fixed it up, right? Mm-hmm. So you'd figure when I get the new crop, I should take off. I should deduct from what was part of the main thing. Right, whatever. Let's say it was 1 liter of onions, all right? And now you grew 10 liters. It came out to be 10. So I might think you only give from the 9 because that's only the new untithed. So no, we have to give the whole thing. El lafi kulo. You have to do the whole thing because since it's decomposed and the whole thing, so it's like a fresh thing. It's like started all over again. So you pay the whole thing. That's what I think it means.
But what does he say? He says below the line.
And then he says he learns where he learns it from Aser to Aser. So I'm not sure what that means. I don't know what he is figuring there. I don't understand what that means. That's the best. So what is your English? Say anything else?
No, so what you're saying is that it's the new growth, the part that was there before is considered insignificant. You got
it's out
the total sum you do it.
Right. Okay. Fine. Okay. So that makes more sense without the commentary that you have there, Martin.
Okay.
All right. Hey, zerunim. Zerunim are stalks of produce where the seed does not decompose. Till now, we've been dealing with the item has been decomposing. Now we're speaking where it does not decompose. So now what happened? So you got these stalks of produce, Shavir Shlish, the original time around, they grew a third. So once they grew a third, there's already a chi of a miser. It's grown enough. It's big enough. And also Mercham, and you winnowed it. So now it's Nigmar Malacha, chayiv and everything. Fine. So now what do you do? The Eastrum. And you gave your miser. So far everything's good. You did everything kosher. Fine.
Fine.
Now you take these stalks and you put them in the ground, and these do not decompose. That's different than what we had in Halacha Dalet. Halacha Dalet, we're talking about things that do decompose. Here, now, you haven't done anything wrong. You've done everything right. It's perfect, chulin, everything's good, and now you're planting the original stalks or whatever,
right,
and you put them in, and they don't decompose. V'hosifu, and now they increase. Okay? So now, here's the point. Ve'ein zaram chola. And the original thing does not decompose. Right. The original one's there. Whatever. But not like in the previous halacha. Right. Previous halacha, it all decomposed.
Yeah.
This has not decomposed. So this is a problem. This is a shah in the Gemara that they don't have an answer. Hareza sofik. So what do you really have? You have a mixture of the original stuff. The original stuff that was completely fixed up. Let's say we planted 1 litra of totally good stuff that does not decompose. So now you've got, from the 1 liter of potatoes, you've got 10 liters of potatoes. So now what do you got? You got, but it's not, hasn't decomposed. So you got 1 liter of potatoes that was already fixed up and all done. You got nine that are brand new that have a chiyuv. And it's kind of, it's mixed together, as it were.
Yeah, sure.
So you have a mixture of the original stuff that was already fixed up with the new stuff that isn't fixed up. So Rambam says this is a shaila in the Gemara. Hareza a suffix, it's a doubt. So you're going to have to, so because of that, when it's going to come out, is you're going to have to tithe it out of suffix.
Wow.
And when you tithe it out of suffix, what restrictions are in that? You can only tithe it from within itself. In other words, if you got the 10, so we look at it as 10 and not 9, and therefore from this group, you tithe it within itself. So even if you didn't have to, you weren't tithing from something else. In other words, we say you tithe it from something, it means you couldn't take another batch of potatoes and tithe one off of the other, because the other is vada and this is suffix. That's when you have a, so that's what he's saying. What's the doubt? Im chayav maaser, would we rabbinically make you chayav to give on that original hoel vo sifo, since it increased? Oena chayavim, or you say he's not chayav. Because the original thing's still there and it hasn't been out. So we don't know. So and it's already been tithed. So since we don't know what to do, out of suffix, we tithe it from within itself. And they're not like onions that we had before, that they do decompose.
Right.
And here you have to change the wording. Not Shabbat Solim ain darkum lezara. He says Shabbat Solim darkum lehizara. I don't know if that's what you have in your English, but it's the way for them to root, I think. What I think he means is that it's the way for them to decompose. So that's why it's not the same as onions. That's what he's saying. That's the difference, because the whole thing remains intact. Okay, one more hard halacha, and then to most of Vav, and I don't know why, in the middle of, towards the end of Vav, he just switches into a different topic.
Whoa.
In the middle of Vav, he just does that. Anyway, Hazoreya es hatevel. Okay, now, to the last two halachas, we're talking about, either we talked about, Dalet was talking about, you didn't give the trumas meiser,
right.
He was talking about, it was all good. Vav is talking pure tevel. You didn't separate truma, you didn't separate meiser, you didn't do anything. Great. Hazoreya sa tevel, which you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to plant tevel. And we're going to be pretty strict, stricter than we learned in Hilchos Trumas. What happens if you plant truma? Where we said you're not supposed to do that either. So, bein dover shazara kala, we don't care if the seed gets, what do you call,
decomposed.
Bein dover shein zara kala, doesn't matter if it doesn't get decomposed. So it doesn't matter if it's like wheat or barley, or if it's onions, whatever. Im efshar lelakto. Now, you just planted it. Now, what if you could just pull it right out? You got, remember, you're planting a fully grown crop, whatever. Now, if it's possible just to pull it out, in other words, it hasn't taken root and it hasn't started to decompose yet.
Right
on top, it's not a seed. It's tevel. You put wheat in the ground. You put barley in the ground. You put onions in the ground,
those,
right?
But those are like seeds, too.
Yeah, but it's not a seed. It's natural.
Barley is a seed.
Okay, fine. Okay. But you have onions, not a seed, right? Whatever. You put it in the ground.
Yeah.
So if you could take it out, which means to say they didn't really root and they didn't decompose from what they were at, Konsin also. There you go, Mark. You're happy now. Now we find the guy because he went and he planted tevel, which you're, that's mamish usser. And what does he have to do? Umalakto. He has to uproot it, and now it goes back to the cheshvan and give your truma meiser and everything. Why do we do this? Why don't we just let it grow? It's interesting. I guess we're much stricter for pure tevel than the meiser. Then Trumas Meiser. Because we don't want the Kohanim to wait until next year to get the crop. Okay?
That was also everybody's waiting. Not only the Kohanim.
The Kohanim, the Levi.
The Levi,
I guess. And it's the primary thing he's going to get.
Yeah.
Now you could ask, why didn't we do this by Trumas Meiser? I don't know. Because we could have
He's already gotten one way.
Yeah, I imagine he's gotten something already.
There's
a smaller amount. But we're much stricter over here because we don't want anybody to wait. And that's, you pull it out. Now, but what if we didn't catch it in time? What if it rooted already? So now, if you take it out, you just throw it in the garbage. So no one's going to get anything from that. So now you got to wait, right? Ain mechayvin asol lak, or we don't require him to pull it out. Then look at this, man. V'hagidulin chulin. And we treat what grows out of that as chulin. Okay? We're speaking about something where the plant gets decomposed. Okay? And you can eat, it awry if it has not been nigmer malacha. Because it's totally decomposed. If it's decomposed already, we're not speaking where you've harvested already and everything's ready to go. It hasn't decomposed. But if the seed does not decompose, then we're going to say the original thing is still there. And if you remember, by trumas, we restrict even if you replant it again and again. And we're going to be stricter here. Afilu gidule gidulin asurin. Even the growths, other growths, are prohibited in achilas arai. You weren't supposed to plant. It took root. And now it grows, okay? And we're talking about where it doesn't decompose, and you replant it again. It's still usher. You replant it again. Until three replantings, you can't have it at all. Ad shalosh grunos. Until three times, it's grown. For Avi, but the fourth time would be mutter. Because then I guess we're saying there's no connection anymore to that chiyuv. Now, and why are all these growths usur when they don't decompose? Because we say the inherent trumas meiser and truma gadola that is in the original that did not decompose, and we impinge. Now, that's interesting how we keep going on for three generations, as it were, but that's why we're very strict on that. V'chein adin, in the same law we'd say, b'zareya meiser shalonit l'trumasa. If you plant meiser in which trumas meiser was not taken, if it doesn't decompose, we say it's usher until three times as well.
So that would be in case, like the previous case that we learned.
Yes.
If it doesn't decompose. If you, for example.
If you keep doing it, which does not decompose, right?
Right.
But he didn't mention that in Dal. He mostly mentioned decompose.
Now
it's not decomposed. Right. So the same law, if he didn't separate the Trumas Maisa, we go that far as well if it does not decompose. Now all of a sudden, in the end of the other, just switch. We go to a new topic. Within this, Ein Mochernes a Tevel. Now, can you sell Tevel? Let's just switch the whole scene now. You got Tevel, and you want to just sell it in the store. Can you sell Tevel? The halacha is ein mochernes atevel ela letzoyrech ulechaver. You only allow to sell it if you have a great need. All right. For example, let's say some of it got mixed up with some of your stuff, and now you don't have any other food to separate off of it. Let's say it got mixed up with something that's not chayiv. Now the only way you can fix it up is by finding something else to separate from it. And he doesn't have anything else, so now he's stuck. All he can do is sell it. So there's a financial need over here. And also, not enough, ulachaver. And he's giving it to a Talmud Chacham who we know will separate. Now, you obviously have to tell him it's Tevel.
Yeah.
But in general, we don't like people selling Tevel. You can understand why. Because between the buyer and the seller, maybe nobody's going to separate it. That's the inherent problem. So the problem is, but this guy, so we definitely don't sell it. But what if he has to? He doesn't have any food. And he doesn't have a way to separate it within itself. Okay, give him a break, but it has to be to a chaver, a Talmud Chacham, who we are sure, when you tell him it's not been separated, he will separate it. All right? Now, another thing you can't do, v'asu lishloach as ha-tevel, you can't give tevel as a gift. Afilu chaver l'chaver, a scholar to a scholar, you can't do this. Again, why? Sheva yisum chuzel zeh, because each one will rely on the other. They're going to end up eating tevel, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Okay, let's do one more halacha, easy halacha, one more. Zayin. Hamoicher peres lechaver. Here's an interesting one. A guy sells fruits to his friend, and the assumption was, he thought, the buyer, the seller himself thought, he fixed it up. He gave trumas and maisers. And he tells the guy, I gave trumas and maiser on it. Guess what? The guy buys it. He's half a mile down the block.
Oy,
the guy goes, you know, oh my goodness, I made a mistake. I made a mistake. I did it on the other nine sets of crops.
Right.
And this one I did
it
all. Right. And it was an honest mistake. Right. So what's he going to do? Zohar Shehem Tevel. He remembers his Tevel. Verot Zacharov. He's running after him. Lasaku to fix it up. Oh, now, whose responsibility would it be to take off Truma Meiser from that? Clearly, the seller's.
Yeah.
Because you, when you're selling it with the assumption it's been separated, well, if you find it's like a mekartos almost.
Yeah,
But so you fix it up. You fix it up. You say, okay, I'm going to take, I sold you whatever, 10 liters of crops. So, okay, I'm going to take off from my stuff, whatever, 22%, whatever I have to take off, I'm going to take off, and it's going to be from my stuff onto this or whatever. But that, so he has to, it's the seller's responsibility. But guess what, for low matzah.
Oh, no.
He doesn't find, he can't reach it, whatever, can't get to it. Now, what happens? Depends. Im yadua, so let's say by the time he finally catches up with the guy ate up all the crops.
Oh, no.
Im yadua she'ein kayamim. If he finds out later that they're not around anymore, ushikvar avdu, they either got lost, or nechlo, they got eaten. Ein sorach la'asaleim, you don't have to give truma on them because it was a mistake, and they can't fix the mistake anymore. Now, unfortunately, the buyer has eaten tevel, but it was a total, as far as he's concerned, an ones.
Would he have to give a chatat?
No, because it wasn't even, it wasn't that it was unintentional, yes. it was totally an accident. The guy told him it was fine. What do you want from the guy? He didn't do anything. And it's nothing to fix up, because it's gone, and it's not like he intended to get out of doing anything. As they say, it's farfalled. But what if im safek shem kayamim o ein kayamim? But what if we're just not sure if they're around or not, and there's no way to get a hold of the guy? It's not, you know, the guy took a boat and he's gone. He went to China, and I don't know if he ate it or not. I mean, I don't know. Eventually he would, but maybe he didn't. Right, on the one hand, maybe he didn't, and you could spare him from eating tevel. On the hand, the other hand, maybe he ate it up. So then, what are you separating from him? So tzarech lahotzi aleihem ma'isros mipersacheres. The seller is obliged to give ma'iser according to the law, not as a knas, but according to the law, from other fruits. In other words, you take some of your crops and say this is going to be truman ma'iser and that. Now that's not so simple, because the problem is, well, what if the crops were gone? Then can you give Truman Meiser? You can say, what's he doing? Well, okay, I'm going to take 12% of some of my crop, and I'm going to give it to the Kohen and Levi. Now, the stuff is really there, that's fine. You could do that. You could separate from one to the other. But what if those have been eaten already before he separates the Truman Meiser? What if I take crops and say, you know, this is Truman Meiser, it's going Kohen for the heck of it?
No, but it's too late.
You can't do that. So there's problems. So it could be there's nothing there at all. So then it's not so pushy. What happens?
The Rambam says you have to separate.
You have to separate, but what's going to be the status of that stuff? You have to give it to a coin.
Yeah.
But it could be it's not truma.
So
the coin couldn't make the bracha al achilas truma on it, could he?
So why did he mix it with some other stuff?
Well, that's what he says.
He says
he should fix it up from another place.
Yeah.
But how are you going to fix that up? I guess give for sure. Are you going to give truma on the truma?
You tell the kohen when you're eating a truma meal, take this with it so the bracha goes on this too.
Yeah, maybe you have to give mother truma or something.
Yeah,
but see, the problem is what he's going to give to the kohen and Levi. They have to know it's doubtful.
That's not your only truma, so you're going to have to give other truma with it.
Right, you have other truma, but this may not be the real truma.
If a woman
you have to cover it with something else.
If a woman is told that her husband has died and she remarries,
okay, we learned about all that, but
I'm saying,
but there's going to be.